What's going on, guys? Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Philly Talks. Guys, thank you for every time you guys play that play button, you download the episode. I truly appreciate it. Thank you for the feedback for the, well, not really the feedback, just people are listening more to the, which the Eagles recaps that I'm doing, which I didn't think was going to be anything, because I really haven't posted those. I just wanted to see if I would put up episodes without promoting them, do I still get listeners? And I do. Not as much, but now I know who. Like, I have my hardcore fan group that have me subscribed and get the notifications. You guys come out and you guys listen to those episodes. So it's good to know that you guys are out there. You know what I mean? Because sometimes I feel like I have to promote the episode 2 or 3 days in advance and, you know, to get the feedback that I want, the listeners and all that, to let it be known. But there's a good portion of group of you guys that get notifications. You guys put your notifications up, so I appreciate that. And if you haven't put your notifications up, make sure you add that in to wherever you listen to your podcast so you get notified when the next episode of Philly Talk gets out. Guys, again, thank you. On this episode, I'm talking about is it worth falling in love? That's what this episode's about. I was supposed to put it up Wednesday, but I was celebrating my 1 year anniversary of the first time me and Kat went out to go get something to eat. It was like a date, non-date, so it was kind of a cool thing. So we were celebrating on Wednesday, so I totally forgot about it. So I'm making sure I put it up now. Thank you for everybody who wished us a happy anniversary. We appreciate that. So we're going to go into this. And on this episode, I talk about the why is it worth falling in love? And I look at things from the perspective of how we were as young teens, what we were taught, what we saw, to now as mature adults, you know, how I saw things before and how I saw things now, how I see things now. And I give an example of the first time, like I was actually like low, not, I'm not gonna say low key. I'll be mad enough to say it when I first got hurt by, like, the first time, like, I was somewhat heartbroken over a girl. So, I talk about that experience and what my response was to that, so, and how I saw things differently afterwards. So, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. Let's get right into it. I'm not gonna hold you guys up anymore. Thank you. You've been listening to another episode of Philly Talks. So what's going on, guys? So the title of this episode, is it okay to fall in love? Now, the reason I decided to pick this one was because I don't know when it happened, but sometime, especially for men, but women as well, like females as well, but at some point, mostly for men, it became very, at some point we thought that falling in love was for losers. We thought falling in love was for what we now know in today's day as simps. Falling in love, it was for guys who, you know, who were wimps and, you know, pussy whipped and all that. Like, I don't know at what point within the men's life, because I'm, you know, I can't really speak for the females, but in the men's life, we started thinking, okay, falling in love isn't cool anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, I no longer want to fall in love. You know what I'm saying? Like, growing up, I remember that, you know, at like 5, 6 years old, I used to think that, like, my old, like, one of my mom's cousins, I claimed her as a girlfriend. I was like, I love you. I claimed her. Like, I literally claimed her as a girlfriend. And it was really cool. And I remember we went to, like, a family party and she was dancing. I don't know if it was with a family member or something, but I remember her dancing with somebody and I completely got jealous. And mind you, I'm only 5 years old at this point. I'm maybe 5, maybe 6. And I'm mad. Like, I'm literally walking back and forth on the dance floor. And if you don't know, Hispanic dance floors in a house party is the living room. You know what I'm saying? Everyone's in the living room and they're dancing. And I would walk outside and in and out from the front door, back and forth through the, and I would just push her. Like, I would literally first start as a nudge. Like, I just bump her with my shoulder, and then I literally just start pushing her and be like, I would be so mad. But that was, I think, the first time I was, like, you know, in love sort of say, because I thought I was in love. I was like, oh, you're my girlfriend. And not even knowing what a girlfriend was, I just thought like, oh, you're, you know, you're mine. So, but I remember that was the first time I was like, oh no, I'm heartbroken. But I don't know, like growing up, I don't know where it became not cool to not only fall in love, but show love and show that you're pursuing somebody. Now you're like, I don't know what happened, but at some point around my high school days, or even middle school, it started off in middle school for me, you know, so you, me in middle school, you got to go back to, I started high school in the end of 2008. So my middle school was probably 06, 07. Yeah. Around, yeah. 6 and 7 was middle school. And I remember guys talking about girls like they were just objects. Like, you know, like, oh, you can't fall in love. You just, you know, have to have sex with them. Just fuck them and leave them. And it's like, I don't even know what that means. Like, fuck them and leave them? Like, what? Like, that doesn't even make sense. Like, it was so uncool for anybody to have a girlfriend, or if they did have a girlfriend, it was rare to see, even in middle school, guys holding hands with their girlfriends. Sometimes they would have their arm behind their shoulder, or they would have their hands in their back pocket, but they, you know, it was rare to see guys hold hands. It was very, very rare. So I remember if you held hands with a girl, like, people were looking at you like, oh, and they were kind of, I wouldn't say make fun of you, but they would bust your balls and be like, oh, you falling in love? Oh, that's your girlfriend now? And I remember, like, guys who a minute ago were like lovey-dovey and stuff with the girl, all of a sudden within 5 minutes now he's like holy shit, like, I'm embarrassed. So he just stopped showing love, you know what I'm saying? He stopped trying to, you know, make eye contact with her. He put his head down. He wouldn't look at her or anything like that. And I remember being like, oh yeah, he's a wimp. But I don't know why I thought that. I guess because all the other guys were saying it. So I was like, oh yeah, that must be what a wimp is. You're not supposed to be falling in love type situation. Like, so going on into high school, it was definitely even bigger, because now the pressure of like losing your virginity and all that, for some reason becomes very, very a big thing when you're in high school. So now you're looking to lose your virginity to almost anybody at this point, rather than, you know, trying to do it with somebody who you're in love with or you have real feelings for. You're just, you know, as guys going to high school, we're just trying to stick it into anything. You know what I'm saying? Anything that has a pulse, we're trying to stick it in to say like, oh, we did it. And if you had a girlfriend in high school, like, you know, again, guys will look at you weird, like, oh, you got a girlfriend? Like, oh man. Or they wouldn't take it serious. You know what I'm saying? Especially in high school, if they had a girlfriend, they wouldn't take it serious. And they'd be like, oh, okay, you have a girlfriend, cool. We just won't tell her. You know what I'm saying? But what you think about this girl? You think you should talk to this girl? Oh, you should definitely text this girl. Go talk to that girl. And it'd be like, you know, some guys will be like, nah, I'm not doing that. You know what I'm saying? And then they would get ridiculed for that. But other guys would fall into pressure, like, all right, I'm gonna go talk to her and whatever. And that would ruin a lot of relationships in high school, like a lot. I'm talking about from freshman year all the way to senior year. It was just bad. And then at some point, it became the normal. You know what I'm saying? It became normal that if, you know, guys were getting caught talking to other girls. And because, and you know, and then when you ask them, and the crazy part is when you ask, like, oh, what happened to you and your girl? They'll come up with, you know, the same thing that every guy said. Oh, you know, we just, you know, we wasn't working out or whatever. And then they will say, you know, but it's cool. You know what I'm saying? It's whatever. She, you know, I could get another one or something like that. Or, oh, like, you know what I'm saying? I just fucked and left her and whatever. And they'd be like, oh, wow. That'd be like, it was crazy how that became the norm. Like, oh, yeah, I used her, then I left. And then after a while, girls, even to this day, I think, but girls were like, they were like, they, I don't know, I don't want to say they fall in love more quickly, but they were like, they definitely trust you more. Like, think about what females have to endure. You know what I'm saying? And I think this is a key point in the factor of love between men and women, with the differences. And, you know, I want everyone to listen to me quite carefully, especially the young guys that are listening, or the guys that, you know, who are really, you know, who don't know how to talk to girls or haven't been with a girlfriend in a while. Like, you have to understand the reason why females fall in love more quicker than guys isn't because they're stupid, isn't because they're on their menstrual cycle and they're of like emotionally distraught or their emotions are high. You have to understand that when women have sex with men, for us, all we're doing is literally just sticking our penis, you know what I'm saying, into their vagina. You know, we're literally inserting ourselves, penetrating them. They literally have you, literally like they're letting you inside of them, literally. You know what I'm saying? Like, literally. You're literally inside of them. You know what I'm saying? That's the biggest trust point, I think, ever. And for guys, it's not a big deal because we're not the ones taking. We're not the ones being penetrated. But I guarantee you, if, you know, when they go to jail, they're like, oh, no, I don't want none of that. I don't want to get penetrated by anybody. I'm cool, like, whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's a big deal then. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy how, and when we're out here, it's not a big deal in the free world. Then we, if we go to jail or something, or prison, most likely, and we serve a couple of years, we all say, oh, if I go to prison, I ain't trying to get it up the, you know, I ain't trying to get penetrated, I ain't take it up the butt, nothing like that. And it's like, yeah, imagine what females are going, what guys go through talking about, like, oh, what I would do if I was in prison, is the same thing that females kind of go through here, where they're like, I just can't let anybody inside me, you know what I'm saying, they have to feel that connection and fall in love more than anything, you know what I'm saying, like, they just can't decide, be like, okay, you could, you know, and some females do. Some females be like, yeah, you know, it is what it is. Just sex. You know what I'm saying? But that's that stereotype that females fall in love quicker, it's not because they're, you know, they have more emotions and estrogen and all that. It's because they're letting somebody inside of them, literally. So when you, next time you really think about that and you're like, oh, females fall, no, they don't fall in love quickly. It just, you want sex and she probably wants sex, but she just doesn't want any random dick in her. You know what I'm saying? She really wants to have an emotional connection with the person that she's with. So when you guys just be like, oh, it's just sex, maybe to you, but to her, it's something real. It's not like, wow, okay. Like, you're literally about to stick that in me? Okay, cool. Wow. All right. You know what I'm saying? I guess we're emotionally connected. So, and then after a while, even females started getting to the act of, like, they didn't want to fall in love, and it made me wonder why that happened. Why is it, I don't know if you guys can hear the sirens or from the police officers, probably you can. Philly can't be quiet, you know, there's always something going on in Philly, especially even if you're in North Philly, in the Badlands, there's always something going on. But like I was saying, I was trying to look at the connections of what, well, you know, like, why boys and females all of a sudden, like, stop falling in love, stop chasing, you know, guys, and stop chasing girls, and showing public emotions and whatever. And it has to be with the former relationships that we had. Like, it's the breakups, I'm pretty sure, that are what makes us so numb to thinking about falling in love or wanting to be in love. You know what I'm saying? It's the breakups that really hurt us. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I've come down to. It's not that, you know, it's not just the ridiculing or showing public affection. It's the breakups. It's when, you know, for females, when guys cheat on them, or they are, you know, talking to other girls, or they decide to ghost them, at, you know, after they've had sex or whatever, they look stupid, you know, in their head. They're like, wow, I let this guy into my life. I introduced him to my friends and family, and here I am 6 months later, and he's gone. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't want anything to do with me. You know, and now they feel used and they feel betrayed, and it's like, wow. Or if they didn't ghost them and they did the whole thing, introduced them to family and friends, and then they decided to go cheat on them, you know, in their head, they're like, wow, why didn't I see that? I look stupid. I'll never let that happen again. Same thing with guys. It's, you know, females have cheat as well. Females do sneaky things behind, you know, their boyfriend's backs too. So it's like the same thing with guys. Guys, you know, and I don't know if it's fair to say, but I would say guys, when they decide to put their heart out there, if you break it, that's you know what I'm saying, that's horrible. Like, you know, hell have no fury like a woman scorn, but when it's a guy, like, I don't know, like, that, like, it hurts us to a point where we take it and we numb it, and you know, we put this ice of glass around our hearts, you know, and every time we get into a relationship and the breakups that don't go our way happen, we thicken the ice of glass that's around the heart. Like, it's crazy. So it takes a lot of pressure from your partner to try to melt all that ice off. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's what I came down to. It has to be with the breakups, you know? So I was like, you know what? I was going to do a story time about one, you know, when, the first time that I got hurt, and I was mad that I got hurt, and thinking about it now, I should never have felt bad for, you know, putting my heart out there. But it was good for me because the past relationships before that relationship, I literally was, you know, I wasn't doing females right. You know what I'm saying? I was immature. I was ghosting them. I was everything that I just explained what guys do, I was doing. But that's because I didn't have a dad in a household to tell me these things. You know, I had a mom who told me how to do, like, this is how you treat a woman, blah, blah, blah. But then I would go out with my friends and classmates and all that stuff growing up in high school and stuff. And they would, and it would be just completely different. You know what I'm saying? They would be like, no, I'll just, you know, just fucking just go. You know what I'm saying? Or just use them and then go. And that's exactly what a lot of times happened. I would get my way and then I would just leave, or, you know what I'm saying? Or the moment I lost interest, I wouldn't try to think like, oh, why did I lose interest? Should I be putting more? If I lost interest, it was done. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was bad. So the one time that I finally, it happened to me, karma came back with a vengeance. I was going out with this female, and she was a coworker of mine. And she had expressed to me, after a year working together, she expressed to me that she had feelings for me and whatever, and she wanted to get together. So we got together, even though, and this is what being young really, like, hits, like, and this for all the young guys out there, for any guys, there's a multiple of people at the job site who were like, don't do it, don't go out with her. And I was like, oh, why not? You know what I'm saying? They were like, no, she's not the one, like, she really out here doing these things. And I'm like, so in my head, I'm like, you know what? Well, I'm just gonna do what I do, and then most likely I'm just gonna ghost her. Well, we started going out, and I wanted to keep it on the DL. I didn't want anybody to know, not the coworkers, not family, anything. Just keep it on the DL. You know what I'm saying? If you keep it on the DL, nobody can get hurt, because no one knows. So if we decide to end things, we just end it between us. Well, that didn't go the way I thought. You know, within a month, she started telling some of the coworkers that were close to us, in our little group of coworkers, and they started finding out. So now a good portion of coworkers, not only within my area, but some people that worked on the base as well, was finding out. And they're like, oh, that's your girl. You know what I'm saying? But like, I even had one guy come up, and he, and I was really cool with this guy. He was like the custodian of one of the offices that we were doing security for. And he used to like come around and flirt with all the security female officers, to the point where she was like, oh, you know my boyfriend is Steve and whatever. And he's like, what? And me and him were really cool. That's how DL, I was trying to keep it where me and him will always be talking about females and, you know, did you see this girl? And I've never told them. So when she blew the whistle on that, he came to like, oh, bro, man, my bad. I was talking to your girl. But, and I was like, fuck, like, Jesus, she's telling everybody. Like, this, we're not even dating. You know what I'm saying? This was just a friendly, I thought this was just friendly, how you doing? See what I'm saying? Like, we just hanging out. So that happened. So I try to keep away from through this whole relationship. I tried, or lack of relationship, I tried to keep it straight, just, you know, friendly, but not trying to be in a relationship. Well, after a while, she introduced me to her family. You know what I'm saying? She introduced me to her mom, her sister, her daughter. She had a 4-year-old daughter who was turning 5. And I was like, oh, Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm meeting the family at this point. And then she wanted to meet my family. So she met my mom and everything. And I was like, wow, this is crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is one of the first ones that my mom actually, like, met face to face. Usually, before then, I would never take females to the house. We would just do our thing. And I would never even talk about it. You know, if you ask my mom, she probably thinks that I was single until I was 25, 26 years old. She probably thought I was single for that. That's how much I didn't talk about the girls that I was seeing, or if I, you know, anything happened between somebody and me, like, I would never say anything. So, hold on, guys. I'll be right back. Hold on. Part two. Sorry about that, guys. I heard my dogs running towards the front door, and I knew there was somebody there, and they were going to start barking it up. So I thought I'd go ahead and get up there, see what's happening before anything. But where did I leave off? I believe I was leaving, I left off. So after introducing each other to each other's family and whatever, and the relationship going on, I don't want to say it was toxic, but it was a little toxic. Me and this female, after a while, it was just getting like a little bit too much. But I was like, you know what, Steve, you got to take it seriously now. You guys have been together for a couple months now. You guys met each other's families. And I got, for some reason, I felt like I was making her look dumb because, you know, I wasn't really claiming her as a girlfriend or anything like that. But here we are meeting each other's families and stuff like that. So if you're from the Hispanic community, you know, that's a big deal. You know what I'm saying? So I said, all right, you know, let me try to settle down. Well, that was the worst mistake in the world, because probably at the moment I was like, I put my heart out there. I was like, I'm ready, like, you know, to find love and all that and, you know, build this relationship, whatever. Things just turned around straight to the left, and it was just weird. And at the end, we ended up breaking up with each other. I knew for like a good minute, like the last 2 months were just weird. We weren't talking as much, we weren't hanging out as much. We only seen each other at work. So in my head, I was like, you know, I tried to break up a couple times, but she swore to me that, you know, I was wrong or whatever. And we should stay together. So I was like, okay. Finally, after a while, just like, you know what? It's definitely like, I need to call you. We need to figure out what's going on. Finally, she picked up. We talked everything I put out there. And I definitely got hurt for a while. I definitely got hurt. Because I guess 2 months before we broke up, she was already over the relationship. Which sucks, because I guess that's around the same point that I decided, okay, I'm going to really commit to this relationship. And so she had 2 months to go through the process. By the time I called her on this specific night, the last time that we really talked and decided to really break up, I was literally going into work. I got to work maybe 20, 25 minutes early, and I was in the parking lot. And literally by the time we were done talking, I only had 5 minutes to process what just went down, and I had to go to work. You know what I'm saying? Like, luckily it was night shift, so not that much was going on, but like, it just sucked that she took the 2 months to go, you know, whatever she did to get over it in 2 months, I had to do in 5 minutes. Because literally I was like, okay, it's 5 minutes before I gotta go to work, I gotta go. And I knew that the moment I hung up, that we hung up the phones, we were never going to talk about it again. It was just over. And it sucked. I was like, damn, you know, I fell for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, like, this has never happened to me. So it sucked. I'm not gonna lie. It definitely did suck. I was like, damn. And I don't want to say I punished myself, but I definitely wanted to make sure that if I got into a relationship again, it would be for the right reasons, which didn't work out either, because literally maybe a month and a half later, I started seeing somebody else, and I got into a relationship that I shouldn't have got into. And, you know, it was okay, but it wasn't there. It was more like I felt like as if I was in a relationship to spite her, you know what I'm saying? To be like, oh, you got over me. Well, guess what? I got over you too. I'm trying to one up you type situation. So definitely didn't work out. Definitely took some time, not a whole bunch of time, but took some time to myself, and finally got into the current relationship that I am now. And, you know, I can see the how men and women definitely decide not to go into that type of relationship where they want to show love, you know what I'm saying? Because and it's the breakup, like I mentioned before, but I think it's just the it's not just the embarrassment, because it comes with a little bit of embarrassment, like, oh, I was really digging this person and they played me. But it's also the trust that you put in, you know what I'm saying, the investment you put in that was taken away, you know what I'm saying. It's like it's as if you invested into a company, you know, you invest a couple thousand dollars into a company to help build it up, only to find out 6 months later that the company never really existed, and the person you gave the money to invest just took it and ran with it. Now you're like, damn, he, like, that's what it feels like, you know what I'm saying. I invested and I didn't get it, because I believe, and this is why I say the breakups are really important. I believe if there's a mutual breakup, if people just are able just to say, hey, this isn't working for me anymore, I think we should, you know, split up, take a break, or just see other people, whatever it is, I think things would have gone a lot better. But because everybody wants to be like, oh yeah, I didn't, you know, gang is mas macho, basically, like, who's more manly. So the females are like, oh yeah, I broke up with them, screw him, you know what I'm saying. They tell them, they give a whole bunch of reasons why they broke up with them, or the guy vice versa gives a whole bunch of reasons why he broke up with the female and all that good stuff. When in reality, if you just break up just normal and keep it quiet, it's so much better, you know. And this is a very important, now I'm gonna put in there as well, never date your coworker. It is not the moves whatsoever to anybody out there. Like, and you know, I understand that some of you young guys aren't gonna listen to me, because there were plenty of people that were older than me that were like, you know, I saw as mentors, supervisors, who I really fucked with on 1,000, that were like guiding me and telling me not to do it, and I still did it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's one of those things where, unfortunately, it's like when your mom tells you that the stove is hot, don't touch it, and then you go out there and you touch it and you get burned. That's the only way you can learn. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, there's some people out there that can listen to this, or, you know, listen to their mentors or whatever, people who advise them, go, you know what, no, I don't want to get burned. There's people out there that just don't be like, you know what, I don't want to get burned, that don't make no sense. And there's people like me out there that's like, maybe I won't get burned, you know what I'm saying. Maybe you're wrong, you know what I'm saying. Maybe that the red hot stove really isn't, you know, hot. But you learned your lesson, you know what I'm saying. And for that, yes, it's hard to then put yourself out there to then fall in love. But at the same time, I would say don't fear it. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with you putting yourself out there to find love. And even if you're in a relationship, you should never feel weak or ashamed to show your love, you know? Like this whole simp thing. Like, what is, I have to do an episode of what is simping, because I really don't know what it is. I thought I knew what it was, but it's like every week is a new definition comes out of what simping is. You know, I got to do an episode on what is simping, because it doesn't make any sense. You know what I'm saying? At one point in time, back in, you know, in Rome during the whole Renaissance era, you know, chasing a female, writing them poems, writing them letters was, you know, that's how you showed your interest. Now you do that, you're considered a simp. So it's just weird. But I would definitely say, do not be afraid to go out there and put just, because you know what it is. And this is where I do blame men. This is where I do blame females. We all know it doesn't matter. Like, people say some people are just really gullible. No. There's gullible people, but let's be honest. A good portion of us see the signs before things happen, and we just ignore it. We don't, you know what I'm saying? We ignore it and we go like, that's a red flag right there. But we pretend like we didn't see it. You know what I'm saying? That way, when the future, when people bring it up, they go, I saw it, but, you know, it just wasn't that much. Like, I saw it, but I didn't see it. Like, no, you saw it. You just chose to ignore it. You have to know who you're getting into a relationship with, for a fact. You just can't go out there and just straight up, like, just rush into something. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I did incorrectly after that relationship. I just jumped into another relationship, and it was not it. You need time to, you know, don't be afraid to take your own time and come back at your own pace and when you're ready. You know what I'm saying? It's better to do it that way than to just jump into another relationship. But yeah, and don't be afraid to break up. Guys and ladies, don't be afraid. And I understand the reason I didn't break up when I was in my early 20s is because I thought it would be weird. It would be awkward. You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you tell somebody that you're not into them anymore? How do you tell somebody you don't want to see them anymore? Or you know, hey, like, we could be friends, I guess, but like, I'm probably not going to see. Like, it was weird for me. You know what I'm saying? It was weird to think that A, I could hurt somebody's feelings. B, there could be an awkward moment or a silence as we're talking. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just felt like if you just ignored it, went ghost, and didn't say anything, you can just let that manifest on its own, and that was going to explode. It's like throwing a grenade into a room and closing the door and letting it explode in the room while you're not in it. You go, oh, I guess it exploded, you know what I'm saying? But you didn't see it explode, you didn't. And, you know, and just like with that analogy, from the outside, it's like, okay, cool, I'm done, you can walk away. But had you taken the time to actually open the door, you realize that the explosion really destroyed everything in that room when you threw that grenade in that room. But we never look into that room. We throw the grenade into the room, we close the door, and we walk away. We hear, you know, we know there's going to be a bang, boom, bang, and we never open that door. We just leave it closed. And then from our perspective, oh, it was nothing, no big deal. You know, and it didn't mean anything. When in reality, if you had you looked into the room, you would have realized the mess that you had made. So on that standpoint, I can definitely understand the whole not wanting to break up with your significant other or, you know, separate or whatever. So, but at the same time, now as I'm older, I'm like, definitely, like, it's better just to get it out in the open. Hey, this, that, and the third. I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to do that anymore. Let's just move on. I think everyone will be better. And I think it would help out a lot of people in the long run to not be afraid to put themselves out there. You know what I'm saying? Because it feels like the investment was paid off. Because in a way, you're showing respect. You're showing, your dignity. I mean, you know, the one thing that I've learned from my mother is you should always go in. You should always leave a relationship the same way you went in. So the same dignity and respect that you came into the relationship with, you should definitely leave with that as well. So you shouldn't be like a horrible person once the breakup happens. And I've always lived by that, but not always lived by that. But now I see what she meant when she said that, because the early 20s, Steve, was just wild. But yeah. But I don't, you know, is it worth falling in love? Should we be falling? Yes. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole reason of dating is, you know, I want to get to know you. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. When you see somebody, you definitely get attracted of their physical aspect. Sometimes we get attracted of just their personality and characteristics. Sorry. And that's how we, you know, figure out like what, you know, okay, cool. Like, this is what I like about you. And this is what I'm going to try to pursue and hopefully get to know you and then fall in love. You know what I'm saying? If you're not dating to fall in love, then you're just wasting time. You know what I'm saying? You really are. You're wasting your time. You're wasting the other person's time. Unless you guys both come together and go like, hey, I don't want a relationship. You don't want a relationship. We're just going to hang out, do what we do, and keep it pushing. Then hey, do your thing. But if that's not, like, if you're coming into a relationship going like, oh, I really want to get to know you. I really like you and all that good stuff. And then you literally just wanted to, you know, just have sex and keep it pushing, like, that sucks. You know what I'm saying? That sucks. You just wasted not only your time, but the other person's time. And if you've listened to my podcast in the past, you know that the worst thing you can do is waste time. You know what I'm saying? Time is not unlimited. You never know when, you know, you're going to go. You never know when something's going to happen. So it's just better to not waste it. Take every opportunity you can during the time that you have. Because it's definitely, I keep saying, I'm like four times in this, my bad. It's definitely worth understanding what you're getting yourself into rather than, you know, what the other person, what you might pretend like you're getting yourself into. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think it's bad to fall in love. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you have to understand, like, we have to understand who we're getting into a relationship with. If you see those red flags, you know you got to push away. You know you got to be like, hey, hold on. This was a huge red flag, and I can't ignore it. If you ignore it, then you're going to get hurt. If you call the red flag once it's there, then it's a better understanding because now you go, okay, I've called 4 red flags in this month. He's done this, this, this. She's done this, this, this. I'm not feeling it. Too many red flags in 1 month. I'm out. You know, that's my way of thinking type situation. Jesus, my bad. I keep saying, I don't know why I keep saying, it's like, rather than putting a comma, I'm putting a, rather than between my sentences. It's the worst, but I definitely appreciate you guys listening. Do not be afraid to fall in love. Keep going out there. Look for the ones that you want, but pay attention. Pay attention. You know what I'm saying? People will definitely let you know who they are over time. Don't rush into anything. Always pay attention to the person that you're trying to get into a relationship with, and they will let you know everything. People ask me, why am I such a good listener? People love talking, and I've learned that if you give a man enough time to talk, he'll tell you everything you need to know about him. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with females. You give a female enough time to talk, or you give her, you know, an unlimited time to talk, she'll tell you everything you need to know about her without her or he telling you directly who they are. Just by hearing them talk, how the way they speak and their experiences, you go, okay, you're that type of person. I don't think I want to be in that relationship with that type of person. Or it could be, I definitely want to be in a relationship with that type of person. So you just have to pay attention. You just have to make sure you understand what you want out of a relationship and out of your partner to make sure you want to move forward. But don't stop falling in love. Just don't be ashamed to show, you know, don't be ashamed to show, you know, that you're either A, chasing somebody, or B, that you're truly in love with somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, post that positivity out there, because the next person might be like, damn, that's what I want that. I want that out of a relationship. That's relationship goals or something like that. And it's like, I want that. You know what I'm saying? How do I get that? Oh, okay. How do I get that? I got to pay attention. I got to find the right person, but I got to go out there and find them. You know what I'm saying? I can't just stay home and do nothing all day and then hope that he's going to just, you know, show up out of nowhere. Sometimes that happens, but sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes you got to go out there and find Mr. Right or Mrs. Right, you know, but don't stop falling in love. And don't be ashamed to fall in love either. You know what I'm saying? If you're in high school or in middle school, or you're just a grown adult and your friends are still talking about like, oh, you're going to buy her flowers and chocolate. That's stupid. Like, no, it's not stupid. You know what I'm saying? Most likely the ones that, you know, are saying that are the ones that are single, to be quite honest. You know, like, sorry to tell you. And if they're not honest, they're just dating here and there. They're the ones that, you know, like, and I'm not trying to come on at nobody, but they're the ones that, like, date females back to back. Every 6 months they're in with another female, or every month they're with a new female. And they're like, oh, yeah, I get all the girls, but do you get the love? You know what I'm saying? It's different. Like, sure, you get the pussy, you get, you know, you get the bragging rights of the, like, oh, I smashed another girl, I did another girl. But did you get the love? You know what I'm saying? Because that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the love. If, you know, like, you can brag all about that, but at the end of the day, you, like, what can you do with that at the end of the day? Nothing. Like, it doesn't get you a special prize. It doesn't do anything for you. It doesn't get you a spot in heaven. It doesn't get you a medal or anything. It just, you just have bragging rights. Like, oh, yeah, I did her, and I did her, and I did her. Whilst, you know, other guys who, you know, who are in love with their girlfriends, fiancés, wives, they're like, okay, you can have that because I have mine. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have mine. I know what I want. And I'm secure. You know what I'm saying? No red flags over here type situation. So don't let anybody make you feel bad about, you know, wanting to chase somebody, or if you think you're falling in love, or they, you know, if someone's like, oh, you should definitely, you're too young to fall in love. You need to, you know, find, you need to do more and, you know, experiment with more females. Like, no, you don't have to. You know what I'm saying? It's not really recommended. There's no guide on how to fall in love. There's no guide on making sure that you make the right choice. You're going to make mistakes. like it or not, you're going to make mistakes in your relationships and out of your relationships. That's just how it is. You know, don't go with the mindset of I have to do this. No, just go out and feel what's right. You know what I'm saying? If you definitely feel like, okay, I don't want to be in a relationship, I literally just want to be free, work, go to school, do whatever, start a career, and I just want to be free. And if I want to sleep with a girl every night, then that's your decision. You know what I'm saying? But I would at least say, be upfront, that way no one's hurt. You know what I'm saying? You'll be surprised how many guys get girls to, you know, who I wouldn't just say to sleep with them, but just to be on like on a booty call status, or on just a friends with benefits type status, where they're like, yeah, I don't want anything. I just, you know, I don't want to be part of a relationship. Just, you know, I'll call you every once in a while. You'll come over. We'll eat. We'll do our thing. You go home. And a lot of females be like, oh yeah, that's great. That's exactly what I want. You know what I'm saying? That's what I need in my life also, because I'm doing stuff too. So if that's what you want to do and you want to go and mingle around and do your thing, I'm the last person to be like, oh, don't do that because you're all of a sudden you're a man whore, or you're a female whore, or a thot. Like, no, that's not it. That's not it at all. If you're out there just dating casually, or if you're out there just, you know, sleeping with different guys and whatever, do your thing. There's no guide. That's what you want. And you think that that's what you need right at that point. Do your thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't let anybody tell you how to do it. But just come out with the right. Just let the other person that you're doing it with know that's what you're doing. Don't whisper sweet nothings to them and then hurt them. Because you hurt them and you've used them. Because that's what you did. You used them. If you don't tell them why you're doing what you're doing, you used them and you violated them, and now they don't want to fall in love. Now they're afraid to get into relationships. But if you come out for and go, hey, this is what I'm doing, this is what I want, no strings attached, and they're like, okay, cool, then you can't hurt them. You didn't use them. You know what I'm saying? They didn't use you. You just, hey, we just realized like we don't want something right now. You know what I'm saying? We want to just stay free and mingle. No big deal. Nobody gets hurt. You know what I'm saying? That way, when you guys finally do find the person that you want to settle down with, and you're like, damn, I do want to, like, I am falling in love, I have strong feelings, you're never afraid. You're never afraid to be like, you know, like, tell your friends, like, oh, I found this girl, I'm dating this. You know what I'm saying? Like, how many times, guys, have you been afraid to tell your guy friends that you're dating somebody new or something like that? It's weird. I don't know how it is for females, but I know it's for guys, like, you know, we're like, oh, you're dating somebody? Or where you been at? I haven't seen you in a minute. You got a girl in your life or something? And it's like always weird because like they don't want to say anything because they don't want to be looked at as if like a chump that's falling in love. But that's not the case. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't try to hide that. You should be like, yeah, I found this female. I think, you know, I'm going to give her a chance. And I think we're a right match for each other. We just got to figure things out between each other. That's a beautiful thing. That's literally a beautiful thing. You don't have to sugarcoat anything. You're just like, okay, great. That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? Like, it empowers you at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? It's okay to fall in love. Trust me. It's okay to fall in love. You know, just know who you're falling in love with. That's the point of what I'm trying to say. If you don't watch and you don't realize and you ignore the red flags, because one thing to not see the red flags. If you didn't see the red flags and you got hurt, do not feel ashamed. That's what definitely for men and females. If you didn't see the red flags and you honestly can sit there and say, I didn't see those red flags. Okay. You shouldn't feel bad. You shouldn't try to be like, okay, I'm not going to fall in love anymore. That's not it. It's when you ignore the red flags. You ignore it. You purposely ignore it and go, I'm going to ignore that. And then you come on and go, I can't fall in love again. Well, you wasn't falling in love in the first place because the red flags told you this was not the right person to fall in love. And mind you, before I and just realized, just because somebody has red flags doesn't mean that they can't change. If you bring it up to them and go, hey, I didn't like you did that. I didn't like the way you handled the situation. They should be making... they should be trying to change. They should be trying to improve in a way where it's like, okay, I hear you. I got you. I'll make sure I don't do that again. You know what I'm saying? If they just keep doing it and doing it again and you're like, hey, I just told you I didn't like that, and they keep doing it, then most likely they're not the one for you, unfortunately. You know what I'm saying? And it might be hard because you might have invested, you know, a couple months, a year or two into that personal relationship, and finally the red flags are popping up way more frequently than ever, and you're just like, damn, do I want to stop? Like, yes, you have to. Unfortunately, you have to. You know what I'm saying? If you're upfront with what's going on, then that moment of like, okay, I'm breaking things off, doesn't make you feel bad at all, because you can sit there and go, I saw the red flags, I mentioned the red flags, nothing happened with the red flags. So because nothing happened, I'm not feeling bad that I'm ending things right now. And then you can go on and, you know, find the next person, or take some time before you try to find that next person, because you don't feel bad for trying to fall in love again. You know what I'm saying? No one should ever feel ashamed, embarrassed for trying to fall in love. It's worth it. Falling in love is worth it. Trust me. By that, you get what you want, you get the happiness you want, and you know, and you don't have to work. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to feel any type of way. So definitely falling in love is definitely the right, it's worth it. Falling in love is worth it. And I think I'm gonna end it right there. You know what I'm saying? I think I've been rambling for a little bit. So guys, thank you for listening. Stay safe. I'll talk to you later. I'm gonna drop a week 2 of Eagles review after they play, so make sure you guys tune in. I might just do a whole sports one, because there's UFC fights Saturday, and then there's this football game on Sunday, so I'll definitely let you guys know. All right, so guys, thank you for listening to another episode of Philly Talks. I'm your host, Big Baby Steve. Guys, stay safe.